What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul? To bear the dreaded curse for my soul. For our daily prayer, we use the order of morning prayer found on page 235 in the Lutheran Service Book, or page 024 in the middle section of the Treasury of Daily Prayer. Let us pray.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia.
Give glory to God, our light and our life.
Oh, come, let us worship Him. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are His also.
We turn to hymn number 543 in Lutheran Service Book, What Wondrous Love Is This?
Oh,
Our reading for today is from the book of Revelation, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 14. Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its 7 seals. And between the throne and the 4 living creatures and among the elders I saw a lamb, standing as though it had been slain, with 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the 4 living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Brian Henderson from Trinity Lutheran Church, San Diego, California.
Have you ever had a well-meaning Christian attempt to encourage or console you with these words, "God has a plan for you"? Well, does he really have a plan for you? Well, the answer is, of course he does. You see, God's grand plan for you specifically began on the day when you were baptized. His plan is eternal, and it's the very way he saves you and all of mankind. It's his plan of salvation. So we can say that this scroll that we heard read about in our reading is a symbol of that completed plan of salvation belonging to God. We heard read having been written on the inside and on the outside. That means there was no room to write anywhere else on it. And because it's full, it assures us that not only does God have a plan for us, but it is complete and it lacks nothing. All that's been written is now a permanent record. And because you're trusting in Christ and his baptismal gift of new life, you may also rest in him. Through Jesus Christ, God's kingdom of grace has overtaken the power of the devil, and even our own sin has been undone. But if all's now right in the kingdom of heaven, then why did John hear and record for us these terrifying words, words that caused him to weep? Listen, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" Now, John wept because there was no one found who had ever lived, who is alive now, that could open that scroll. He must have been thinking, "But what about Jesus?" And in my mind's eye, I can imagine, after John heard these words, he must have been frantically trying to find Jesus, looking everywhere for him. "Where is Jesus? Lord, the ones you love are in trouble, and we need you. You are our only hope. Where are you, Jesus? All but you have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. You alone can be our champion." And each of us, like John, can recall times in our own lives when we too have been overwhelmed by our sins. Times when the devil and our own conscience have convinced us that God just might not take us back this time. But thank the Lord that the law is only half of God's message for sinners like us. For now, like John, we too must hear the sweet, strong message of the gospel proclaimed by a faithful preacher. And those words came like this: "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." Friends, this is the only message, the only one that can bring joy to a weeping sinner. It's the message of the complete forgiveness of sins, which can only come through the power of the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David. And doesn't it make wonderful sense that John didn't hear this message from an angel, but he heard it from one of the elders, one who had been called to proclaim the word of God and point sinners to Christ? Thank the Lord that he still calls sinners today. And thank the Lord that he still calls faithful pastors to proclaim this very message. And here is the message that we declare in churches throughout the world and in various ways. Christ is the great conqueror. His tremendous victory has been won upon the cross. Total victory has been achieved. And all that remains for the church, for you and for me, is to live out this forgiveness of sins, this salvation, and celebrate that victory that was given to each of us in our baptism. That's what opening the book meant. It meant that our salvation is complete. And through Christ Jesus, all of the mighty prophecies concerning the Savior have been fulfilled. Oh, let the devils and the godless rage. They've already been defeated upon the cross. And to prove it, the Lamb who is slain is now and ever shall be alive and reigning as the King of all creation. So you see, dear friends, Christ's atoning death upon the cross and his Easter resurrection are the only way that the seals could be broken and salvation won and completed for you. Total victory, your baptismal salvation, comes through none other than our resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb who is slain but lives. He lives so that you too may live and share this now revealed wonderful mystery with all whom he prepares to listen. May the resurrected Lamb of God, who began this good work for us, complete it in the day of his advent. Amen.
We thank Pastor Brian Henderson from Trinity Lutheran Church in San Diego, California, for today's meditation on God's Word. We continue by turning to hymn number 585 in Lutheran Service Book, "Lord Jesus Christ, With Us Abide."
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you rescued Daniel from the lion's den and the three young men from the fiery furnace through the miraculous intervention of an angel. Save us now through the presence of Jesus, the Lion of Judah, who has conquered all our enemies through his blood and taken away our sins as the Lamb of God, who now reigns from his heavenly throne with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless.
Thank you for joining us for morning prayer. May our Lord Jesus Christ keep you in his grace and bless your day.